Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
99 days. 2 countries. 1,083.8 miles. Only 7 remain. 69% cycling. That's 739 miles. 11% walking. 116 miles. 9% running. 95 miles. And 6% steps. Just walking around the kitchen. But today, it all finally ends. As one woman reaches John O. Groats. Sort of. It's the final day of Le Jog. And the music's lasting longer than I thought it would.
Oh, that was cool.
That's the most prep anyone's ever done for an episode of this podcast, I'd say.
I think since the first episode when you wrote the theme tune, that is, so yeah, over a year since we've done any work on the podcast. That was amazing, Dave. That was amazing. I mean, to be honest, Dave, more of the credit should go to Lizzie for doing this rather than you for saying some words.
Yeah, so Lizzie to doing this, and also to my friend Ben Jingles, who wrote that music. And when I told him what I was using it for today, said, and I quote, "That's the dream when you spend a week writing an epic track like that.
That it's going to be on a podcast.
I'm going to use it for 30 seconds on a podcast about a fucking virtual jog."
Also, very happy with 6% steps. That does sound like my Spotify playlists. That was enjoyable. Lizzie, incredible, incredible. It's only April and you're nearly there.
I'm nearly there, guys. What can I say? I feel a bit nervous.
Oh, good. Great. Yeah. That's what we like.
What's going to happen?
I think I'm more nervous that my expensive microphone's going to fall off the handlebars of my Peloton bike. You should see my setup.
Yeah, so explain the setup to us. So where you are? You're in an airing cupboard, are you?
I'm in my airing cupboard, Dave. I have my laptop on a bin, and connected to it is my microphone, which is resting on the handlebars of my indoor cycling bike. And I'm ready to go.
Amazing. So how much more have you got to do?
I have 7 miles. Well, 6.9 miles that I need to get in the bank today, and then I cross that line to jog. Jog.
Wow. Okay. So so that'll take you about how long, do you reckon?
Well, about 30 minutes. Probably, yeah.
Okay, well, Dave and I can waffle. We can waffle for a bit. By the way, we should say we haven't got Helen Monks here because, I mean, I guess she said she's thrown up, but I think she's just sick with envy that you're in John O. Groats.
It is scenic here.
Or sick with mourning, because just as we started recording this, Phillips died, hasn't he? He's
gone.
So we're all wearing. I actually am wearing a black at the moment. So there you go.
Yeah,
wasn't prepared, but what are you wearing, guys?
I'm wearing a sparkly gold sports bra, because I feel like that's what he would have wanted.
It is what, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Tom, famously. Wearing?
I'm also wearing a sparkly gold sports bra. So, yes. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm the one letting the side down here, really, aren't I?
You are, really. You are.
So here's how it's going to work, Lizzie. This is very much like, you know, when they do live comic relief and someone's been running around the country for 6 weeks and then they're sort of trying to time it so they run into the studio just as comic relief finishes and they have the fireworks. We're basically going to do that. So we're going to start you off. You've got 7 miles left, is that right?
Correct.
And then we will... We'll track your progress across the episode, and hopefully time it so exactly as we finish and we play the jingle that you'll be crossing the line. What is it? How do you know? I'm fascinated, Tom, to know what happens when like on the app, you cross the line. Is that a big celebration?
I don't know.
I got sent a very admin heavy email. It looks really boring. You have to do a load of admin to like complete the challenge. So let's not take away the focus from the exciting next half an hour that we have.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll let you get on then, Lizzie. We'll leave you in your cupboard cycling to John O'Groats. Good luck.
You might hear the voice of Matt Wilpers, respected Peloton instructor up front, but I'll turn him down. Don't worry. Is someone going to fire a gun?
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. Here we go. Ready? I'll find a gun sound effect. Ready? Ready?
Yeah. I'm off.
30-minute Power Zone Endurance Ride. Thank you so much for coming. So today we're going to warm up about 11...
Okay, bye. Just mute that. Wow. That was ultra Peloton voice then, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. I do you know what? I don't really know much about Peloton or what happens there. That's the first time I've ever heard that sort of sound effect.
I mean, it's basically...
Sounds very inspirational, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's an iPad on a bike and you're FaceTiming an annoying American. That's it.
Yeah, and paying £2,000 for the privilege.
I think there's something in... Short...
Can you just unmute Lizzie and just get her to confirm that is exactly what a Peloton is?
Lizzie, you're unmuted. Is that what a Peloton is?
Slightly more sophisticated than an iPad, but yes, it is a screen. You're not FaceTiming an instructor, and they're not annoying. They are religion. They are amazing. Right, mute me again, please. Bye.
I've got the power of mute. Goodbye. All right, it's good to see both sides of the story. But they're very expensive, Pelotons. And also, they're now doing like running machines and rowing machines and all sorts.
Yeah, I'll be honest, it's the sort of thing that I definitely want but can't bring myself to spend the money on. You know, like if someone gifted me one, I'd probably use it quite a lot and be really into it. But I just can't quite bring myself to do that.
If you were some sort of male fitness influencer,
you'd gladly have a freebie. Maybe I should have started documenting my daily cycles. In 2021, Tom, I've cycled every single day.
That's absolutely wonderful. And that is because of this bloody app. It has been really good.
Because of Le Jog, yeah. Le Jog. Well, it started with Le Jog, and now it's because I can't not cycle every day because I've tricked myself into competing with myself, you know?
Yeah, it's genius.
I'm going to be so disappointed if I stop cycling now that... that I have to do it every day. But what I should have done was track that journey on TikTok or Snapchat or something, you know, like the kids. And then maybe I would have been an influencer by now.
That's true. What are you talking about? You've tracked the journey on Cabin Fever, mate. For God's sake.
Where's my free Peloton?
Well, John in Peebles sends us nice tweets every now and again. What more do you want? Hey?
That's true. Peloton.
Peebles-a-ton. There you go.
Peebles-a-ton.
God.
So there you go. God, so many landmarks. We've done the 100th episode, and now we've got the first of our group to cross Le Jog.
Yeah.
Finish line. I mean, it's all kicking off, isn't it?
We've lost a listener as well. R.I.P. Prince Philip. Very sad to lose a listener. So we have a one in one out policy for listeners. So if anyone wants to join the show now that Prince Philip has sadly passed away, that would be great. Let us know.
You can recommend a friend. You know, send them a referral code, and then they'll get 10% off their next Peloton.
There you go.
I mean, we can't honour that specifically, but I'm sure there's a way around it.
I do find it fascinating how we're so target-based as a species. Like, if you give us the target for things, I guess it's because the caveman inside us, the cave person, Dave, wants to go out and presumably kill the dinosaur to eat. That's right, isn't it? Scientifically, that's what happened. Mm. So it's the same thing, isn't it? Your bike ride is that target. We need to have that target in mind, and then we're motivated to do it.
Yes, well, quite exactly. And it's worked. It's worked on me. I'm an idiot. I'm following an app that...
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's remind everybody, because if there are any new listeners to this in the last 3 months, let's remind everyone the real reason we're doing this, Tom. Because they send you a medal in the post.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
I really, really love medals. I got a medal the other day, Dave, because this isn't me boasting, because that's, you know. Okay, it is me boasting.
You get a lot of medals in adulthood, do you?
You don't, and I'm quite excited about it. I was in, I do these... Torchwood audiobooks, and there's some awards called the Audio Publishers Association in America, the Audies they're called, and one of the Doctor Who audio things I was in won, so I got a fucking medal.
They sent everyone a medal.
I've got this.
Hang on.
Yeah, so somewhere right now, Nicola Walker, Paul McGann, Tom Baker, right, and me have all got the same medal from the Audies, and you can hear it. That's me banging it there.
My question is this, Tom.
There are many questions.
Does the award ceremony itself send the medals out?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that their prize?
They send medals around the world. And do you know what? It's on my desk. And it's one of those things that there's two things on my desk that I have not tidied up for pretty much a year. Well, this has only been here for a couple of months. The other thing is a £50 Hamleys voucher I don't know why I'm leaving it there. It's got a big, it looks like money. It's got a big picture of a child wearing a top hat on it. And
right. Well, you're keeping it because it looks so cool.
Makes me happy, Dave. No, it makes me happy. Then there's a £50 voucher for me to take the kids to Hamleys, and with £50 in Hamleys, I'll probably be able to buy one times plastic bag, because that shop is a rip-off. But still,
well,
going to go in.
Here's my question. When did you get the voucher?
Oh, yeah, it's expired, but I'm going to go in and... expired on the 31st of October, mate. Yeah.
I knew that would happen.
Do you know what? And you know me. Part of me thinks I'm quite looking forward to a rock. I'm quite looking forward to going in and having an argument with them, because I know they're going to try and say no, but they've been closed since January. Blah, blah, blah. They were closed for ages. So
it's hard to argue with sort of legally written, contracted sort of clauses on a thing, isn't it?
All right, Perry Mason. I'm trying to think of a lawyer. There. Was Perry Mason a lawyer or a detective? He was a lawyer, wasn't he, Perry Mason?
I couldn't tell you, mate, if I'm honest.
There's an elephant in the room. It's the elephantine silence of Helen Monks. We should dwell more on what's happened to Helen, because we talked about it earlier.
We talked about this.
We have talked about it, but I feel we should sort of dig into it a bit more, because it's... Well, I hope she's all right. She threw up, didn't she, Dave?
Yeah, well, should we say, actually, how... I'm going to message her. How are you feeling? Do you have a message for the listeners?
Nice. Great. You've put that on our WhatsApp group, Dave, and it might look like you're asking me how I'm feeling. I'll reply, I'm feeling fine, thanks, Dave, but how are you, Helen?
Oh, fine, yeah, sure. That's for Helen. Yes, okay, well, look, this is very, actually very sad, isn't it? She said she'd thrown up about an hour ago, and she was, battling on, wasn't she? She said, I'll be fine for 12, I'm sure.
Yes,
but
don't
she threw up again.
Yeah.
And I'm actually quite more worried, Tom, about the radio show we're recording on Sunday with her, which is an actual BBC radio show that she's on.
Mm.
So this is a loss for the cabin feverites.
Yes.
And us.
Well, but I'm not sure we're going to be recording that show on Sunday, Dave. I mean, to be honest, by the time people listen to this, it'll be Monday. So it might be that our show, The Leak, is on Radio Wales today, or maybe not. I don't think it will be, will it?
It depends. We've never really done this in our sort of... Shall I text the boss of BBC Wales? No, just ask.
Yes.
This is like live comms, isn't it? We're like what's it called? The control centre.
Houston.
Nerve centre.
Houston, mate. Houston.
Houston.
Houston, we have a problem.
Are we going to be cancelled?
We've been cancelled. Well, I'm glad we're getting some admin done while we're here, Dave.
Yeah, well, this is really the time of the day to do admin, isn't it?
It's the best time for it. Best time to do it. Okay, good. All right, so Helen's poorly. Lizzie's on a Peloton in a cupboard, nearly at John O'Groats. Should we just drop into Lizzie, see how she's getting on? Ready?
Yes, please. See how many miles she's done so far.
Lizzie, how are you doing, please?
2.03 miles. Heavy breathing,
No, that's fine. So 5 miles to go, and that's it. Then you stop doing all exercise forever, right?
Yep, that's right. Never again. I'm joking. No, then I just turn around and come back again, back to Land's End.
You come and get me, please.
Okay, sure. I'll bring you down an energy bar.
Thanks. All right, thank you, Lizzie. Good luck. Are you going to do any hills? Is it flat there?
Oh, God, no, this isn't flat. This is a power zone endurance class, which means lots of heavy climbs.
We'll leave you to it in that case. Let's leave Lizzie to her heavy climbs. Those should be done privately. I always think that, Dave, about when you see people doing Peloton classes in gyms in the good old days.
Yeah.
I never like doing my exercise in front of other people, because I'm so horrifically unpleasant to look at when I'm doing exercise, like full grimace and sweat and smells and everything.
Yeah, it's not a nice thing for... We're the same sort of size and stature and sort of fitness level, aren't we? So I imagine we look quite similar in a gym scenario, you know?
Yeah, and just horrendous for... Well, I often feel like just apologising to often women who have to walk past me in gyms. That's why I left the gym years ago, because I sweat a lot, Dave, when I'm in the gym. And it's not necessarily because I'm unfit. I'm just a sweater.
Well, no, and I'm a sweater in general, actually. My friend Gareth and I have this conversation fairly regularly. You remember Gareth off of the peeing?
Oh, yeah. I've heard piss. You know, there's probably only, you know, a dozen or so men I've heard pissed like that. So yeah, of course I remember.
We've both always been sort of sweaty men, just not in a bad way, just our natural predisposition is to be more sweaty than the average human, I think.
Yeah.
And that obviously put into a environment where everybody sweats.
Yeah.
Is a recipe for absolute disaster, isn't it?
So will you go back to the gyms when they open?
Well, I've got... this is going to sound also bougie, isn't it? But I've got a gym in my building now, Tom, so I don't really need to go to the gym. I've got one here, and that's going to open again on as of today, as this goes out.
But then your neighbours are going to see. That's the problem with going to the gym with in your building. All your neighbours are going to see you at, like this, like that, suffering.
Well, there's restrictions at the moment. You're only allowed like four people in it at the same time because of the thing. So actually, that might quite be better. You know, I'll just find myself a little corner and then hide myself away.
Yeah, do what you need to do. You need to do. So yeah, of course, we should mention that really that this episode is going out on the big 12th of April. What a huge. You know, day it is. Everyone's...
Well, you say that, Tom, but that's very English, an English-focused thing.
Oh,
as we
God,
know,
good.
900% of our listeners are in Scotland, so it kind of is. It's not necessarily a big day for everybody, is it?
No, that's a very good point. That's a very good point, actually.
But it is for us. And actually, I've just realised, so the eagle-eared amongst you will have realised that we're... Oh, what did we decide? Bat-eared. The bat-eared amongst you will realise we're just recording this on Friday, not the usual Sunday. So all sorts of things could have happened. You know, it could be, you know, Prince Philip could rise again on Sunday.
I mean, it is
Easter.
Week
late.
So...
Yeah, he's a week late, but he's still having a, maybe he's just having a go. But I've just realised the reason we're doing that, Tom, is because Helen Monks can't do Sunday.
because she's recording a radio show that's now cancelled.
Well, no. The Sunday morning, we were going to do it anyway, and she's in Birmingham, isn't she, before she gets back. So, ironically, we're now recording this on a day that is only necessary because of the person that's not here.
The knock-on effects of admin, endless, and also a fascinating listen. Welcome to the podcast.
Yes, you are quite welcome, everybody.
Brilliant.
Now, what I didn't do was set a timer at the start. Do you know how many minutes this podcast has been so far? So it's like the old Fun Time Friday a bit, isn't it? But now Lizzie's being timed and timing. We need to get all the timings right, is what I'm saying.
Oh, God. Well, Dave, you're a professional radio producer, so this should be an absolute doddle for you. We've done about a quarter of an hour. Let's drop in with Lizzie, find out how long she's got. Lizzie, how are you getting on? How much further, please?
I'm just coming up to halfway, and you've been going 13 minutes.
Oh, nice. Oh, that is very
nice. Thank you for producing the show as well as cycling.
Absolutely. I'm multitasking over here.
You said that in the way that it was like you have been talking for 13 minutes and you've not said anything yet.
I've never done a cycling class listening to two blokes ramble on like this. And I'm not sure I would recommend it.
You're not going to sign us up to a Peloton?
Bring back Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys. Okay, halfway, just done halfway, 3.5 miles.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, fine. We'll come back to you in a bit. Thank you. Thanks, Lizzie. Thank you. I think we could be quite a good podcast. We know that Alison listens to us as she falls asleep. I think people should listen to us as they do their exercise. It could work quite well.
Well, maybe we just need to be more motivational in the second half, Tom. Should we take some advertorial break?
Yes, please. Let's get stuck into these adverts now, guys. Come on, man. Let's do some real listening.
Adverts. Yeah. Keep pumping. Cycle,
well,
cycle,
okay,
cycle,
well,
cycle.
Let's go.
Admin.
Hi, I'm Yasmin Akram. Letting all of you know that myself and my friend Philippa Dunn and I have released the second series of our podcast, We Heart Worry. Join us for hard-hitting discussions on flashing your neighbours accidentally, looking after a child's pet when they go away, and of course, that most universal of worries, a strong fear of chicken. That's We Heart Worry. Find us where you find good podcasts.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
To the WhatsApp group, shall we? We need to still do the admin of things people have been writing on the WhatsApp group this week.
Okay, but before we get to the WhatsApp group, then can we not very quickly do our Twitter? Because we had quite good responses to sleep positions, which we talked about last week.
Oh, God, yeah, of course. Please do. Lizzie actually sent me one earlier this week, so I'll get her to chip it in.
Yeah, so we got probably the best message we got was from Hannah Rose. Thank you, Hannah, for your message. She's actually got a screen grab here of all the different positions you can get into. So I believe we mentioned the fetus, didn't we, last week? I am a right-sided fetus, fetal sleep, right-side fetal sleeper. That's how I sleep. You've got the free faller here, appears brash but cannot cope with personal criticism. So this thing that she sent us gives a sort of breakdown of the type of person based on how they sleep.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So the fetus seems tough, but is really a sensitive, shy person. That's me, isn't it, Dave?
Yes. You in a nutshell, I'd say.
In a nutshell. The soldier, which is also Helen sleeps, which we called the mummy, which I think is better. Quiet and reserved, but loathes noisy social scenes.
Yeah.
And then Dave, the starfish, you're a starfish.
I'm a sort of starfisher, I guess, yeah.
Oh, you're going to love the personality breakdown for the starfish.
Am I?
Oh,
it's going to go one of two ways. You're annoyed.
I'm really annoyed.
Go on. But whatever you're about to say, I'm going to predict is how you would like to be described.
Oh, God, I hate your cod psychology. also, how I'd like to be described, but how I know deep down is the exact opposite of what I am.
Sure.
You're going to laugh at the first three words. A good listener. Very fucking good at listening. A good listener who likes to help whenever needed.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
God's sake.
I do like to listen and help whenever needed.
Yeah, you got that wrong then because you didn't listen.
Tom, I always listen at the start of the podcast. Every week I listen.
For a long time. And then we had a message from Tombo. I've thought it through, and I'd say my default sleep position is curled up with hands either next to or under my head. If I had to give it a name, I think it would be called braced for impact.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to suggest. It sounds like a bracing, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It is genuinely fascinating. I would probably, would you watch a sort of Big Brother? Do you remember the Big Brother 24/7 streams? Would you watch one
would
of
I
those
watch
just people sleeping?
Someone sleeping.
But then you work out you try and work out their personality. Okay, so it's a new sort of dating show, for example, and you pick, it's like Blind Date, but you see everybody sleeping. So you get five options and you have to pick who you think you're most matched with based on their sleeping position.
Oh.
And then you go on a date with them.
I think it's weird to go on a date with someone who you've watched sleeping first.
Well, is it weirder than going on a date with somebody whose like entire naked body you've seen on Channel 4?
How do people who've done things like that go on dates? If you've been on Love Island and everyone's seen everything, how do you then go on and lead a normal life? You know, how do you work? How do you work back at a primary school as a piano teacher?
You don't, do you? That's absolutely what you don't do.
I don't. Sad.
There you go. Anyway, look, we'll brainstorm that format a bit more. But in the meantime, to the WhatsApp group, to things that people have been posting this week, Tom Price, vocab test.
Oh, it's downstairs. Oh, right. So I've been watching 10%, a.k.a. Call My Agent on Netflix, which you have told me ages ago I need to watch.
How good is it?
It's an absolute masterpiece. It is... Yeah. It's so funny. It's so beautifully written. It's so incredibly well acted. It is, however, 100%, well, actually, about 95% in the language of French.
Well, is there anything that's not in French? It's all in French.
No, because sometimes you get Americans who come in, because it's about acting and showbiz and film production. Yeah. So occasionally you get a sort of a bit of British. But it is all in French. And what I've decided to do is while I watch it, as I enjoy certain phrases, I have decided to write down my favourite phrases to start trying to relearn French because I'm trying to speak French again. So I've actually got a little vocab test.
Okay.
Are you up for doing it?
Of course, yeah.
Can you do me a favour though?
Yep.
Can you speak to Lizzie on the Peloton while I run downstairs to get the book, which is obviously by the sofa because that's where I watch Call My Agent.
Sure.
All right. So you go back to Lizzie while I go and get the vocab test. Okay. Here we go. Here's Lizzie. Over to you, Dave and Lizzie.
Lizzie, hello.
Good timing. I actually have a degree in French.
There you go. Don't you speak Portuguese as well, or did I make that up?
Oh, I speak French, Spanish, and a tiny bit of Portuguese, but not enough to help us at the old vaccine centre, am I right?
Yeah, right, exactly. People come in wanting a vaccine.
A few points of order.
Yep.
You could call this sleeping position thing the Cabin Sutra.
Oh, good. Yes, done, sold.
And, I texted you the other night, at night, and I said was, left side running man, stomach support, hands elevated on teddies, and you just said, what? So then, to give you a clue, I said, likely to wake up, but on other side. I've been thinking about you every time I go to sleep this week, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. The thing about that message is, I was racking my brains, because I'd say a lot of the time that we talk, we'll like exchange quotes from like Friends or The Office or something. Do you know what I mean? I was like, what is that from? Is that a really niche sitcom quote that I've completely forgotten? And I was Googling it. I was like, what the hell is going on? And then I suddenly realised it was not a niche American sitcom quote. It was a very much a Cabin Fever reference. So I'm thrilled.
You mean a Cabin Sutra reference?
Cabin Sutra reference.
Whoa, what's the Cabin Sutra? It, what?
That's what we're calling the Book of Sleeping Positions that we're documenting, you know?
Oh, the Cabin Sutra. Yes.
You're welcome.
Amazing, amazing.
And also, did you hear that Lizzie has a degree in French? So she should, she should really...
Oh, great.
She should join in with this vocab test.
Well, I mean, Lizzie, do you want to do the vocab test whilst crossing?
Fucking hell, talk about multitasking. But yeah, I can do it. Also, Steve the electrician just rang as well whilst I was up there. But anyway,
Steve the electrician, what did he want?
About my lights. Right, I've got 0.9 miles left as well, so we've got to keep an eye. Okay,
that's not very long, is it?
I feel like bloody Challenge Annika or something.
How many other things can we make Lizzie do? Can we give her some basic maths as well?
The last mile of her Land's End to John O'Groat cycle, and we're making her do a French vocab test. I love that.
Okay.
Down for it.
Okay, I'm going to give you a word in French. I'd like you to tell me what it's is in English.
Okay.
And these are words from the TV show, Call My Agent. Yep. Le scénario.
Script.
Yes!
Oh, well done, Dave.
Dave, straight in there.
Done.
L'enfer.
Hell.
Very nice. Very good, Lizzie. Very good. Plus jamais ça.
More never that. Hang on.
Yeah.
No longer that, not that anymore.
Not anymore?
You wouldn't say that in... Never again. Never again. Yeah. Plus jamais ça. Here's a good one. N'importe quoi. We all know this, don't we?
Doesn't matter. Rubbish.
Fine, I'll give you that. Very good. Here we go. Elle me saoule.
How are you spelling saoule?
Well, I don't know because I heard it. But it's saoule. Elle me saoule. It's a good one. It's slang, though. It's slang.
She's,
As in
me saoule. No.
Elle me saoule. Why do you think I wrote...
She's pissing me off.
Yes! She's pissing me off. Yes. Here we go. Je rentre.
Oh, I'll be back.
I'm back.
I'm going home. Je rentre. It's future tense. Je rentre à la maison. Yeah, very good. How long have you got, Lizzie? Where are you now?
Oh, don't worry. I've got a quarter of a mile left, but keep going.
Quarter of a mile? That's not long at all.
I know. I could slow down if you want.
No. Keep going.
We need to hit the moment where you're doing it. You need to sort of also commentate into the last... The last run, you know?
Don't worry, I will.
Okay.
A couple more then, Tom.
Well, I'll give you a couple more then. Here we go. Dites la vérité.
Tell the truth.
And then finally, T'en veux?
Do you want some?
T'en veux?
I'll give it to you. You ain't got no phones.
There you go, guys.
Sorry, that's a football reference.
It's,
guys, yeah. I'm at 6.97.
Oh, my God.
6.98.
What?
6.99.
What?
7.
That's it.
Woo! Oh. Yes.
Genuinely a momentous occasion on Cabin Fever. The first of our kind has crossed the line. Welcome to John O'Groats, Elizabeth Pollitt. How do you feel?
Oh, I'd like to thank my fellow team members who all hate me on the WhatsApp. I'd like to thank people that have covered the miles with me, Deborah, Shara, David, walking around the volunteer centre. And I would like to give no thanks to my life partner, who couldn't give a toss.
Oh, guys.
Genuinely well done, mate. That's so impressive.
Absolutely.
But mostly, thank you to the Cabin Fever listeners for all your support.
GreatBigOwl.com.
I'm still going because my class hasn't finished. I've got 7 minutes left, so I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to go into the sea, guys.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.